This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Did you get drunk off of a calzone?
No, I got drunk off of a lemon. Okay, so it is, let's see here. Approximately 300 milliliters of vodka or lemon juice and a lemonade Truly.
Truly?
Yes. It is lemonade flavored seltzer water and it's alcoholic and it's the fucking best.
Ah.
And I pre-gamed so hard that I started editing a video without Steve being like, and now you're just going to lose interest in like 2 months, right?
No, Dave, I didn't say that. I'm glad that you're motivated about this.
I said that, Steve!
No, that's the one thing that he was pretty sure you would not lose any interest in.
All right, so I know it's your thick, husky Canadian accent, but you said daddy and that was hot.
Val, I'm going to bang you just to establish dominance again.
That's what I like to see. Cuck me, daddy. Let's go. What, wife?
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever.
Steve, what was your favorite time when I run the Double Dragon Championship with Devin?
I'm sorry, I totally didn't hear whatever you just said.
I said, what was your favorite time I won the Double Dragon Championship with Devin? And
it was the time that I thought about Misawa.
That's right. You're right. You're correct. It's the time you thought about Misawa.
Now that Valerie is taking care of Xavier, we'll have to wait a few more minutes before we get the episode started. But this is a good go-between. So hi, guys. Sorry we miss you. We're actually up to episode 7 of recording for season 11. I know only 2 have come out.
Wait, we're on season 11?
Yeah.
Yes, Dave, we've been on season 11 the entire season.
I thought this was season 6.
Well, it is to you because you can't even remember what year it is.
That's right. I thought it was 1995 and I was still in Germany.
Oh, right. I'm supposed to be recording that arcade masturbator thing you said.
Please do that. I just need 2 minutes of it. I'll give you some fucking hippie bullshit music, all right? Don't worry about it. I just need the arcade master.
Why don't you just send me some of the meat that I sent to you?
I mean, I could do that. I spent 25 minutes watching the dry ice melt in my sink.
Did you have fun with that?
Sure did.
So what meats did you get?
It was a bunch of Steve steaks.
Steve steaks?
Steve steaks.
Okay, that's cool.
If it was 1995, I would be in Darmstadt, Germany right now, enjoying my formative years where I got to get my first home run in kickball.
Did you ever have a sexy German nanny?
No, I was a fucking enlisted brat.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I did get my first home run in 1995. So
is that an illusion for sexy German nanny?
No, I was in fifth grade at the time. And as you know, I am not the best when it comes to being not awkward or super hyper in your face kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people were not David believers at the time. I know, hard to believe, but not a lot of people were in my camp that time. But on a nice, warm March.
Moist.
It was probably moist. I mean, I don't remember moisture back when I was a fucking fifth grader. We were playing kickball on the pitch. It was so... I'm going to veer off on a thing real quick.
Darmstadt, a tangent before we even start.
Darmstadt Elementary had 2 playgrounds. They had the red top, which was the sort of like rubber asphalt style, like this is where all the shit happens kinds of sports thing. And then they had the wooden playground. The wooden playground was like where you would go to do your typical playground stuff. And they were back to back to each other. This particular morning, I lined up after having, it was probably a pizza meal. I don't know. I'm just going to say it was a pizza meal because that's something that all kids can get behind. And then everybody lines up the door at recess to fucking rush to the kickball field because kickball is where men were made. I get out there. I'm third kicker. I didn't outrun the really fast kids, but I was pretty quick. So I made it all the way to the field. Third kicker on the team. The very first time out, I kicked a home run. It's a pop fly to pass third base. It's like way the fuck out there, right? And whoever was the third baseman didn't catch it. So me, the first, the second kicker, all of us made it home. And the fucking crowd starts chanting, David kicked a home run, clap, clap. David kicked a home run, clap, clap. And I was like, yeah, I'm a fucking badass, and this is where my life peaks.
Are you telling me that it didn't peak when we did the awkward couch walk for Assassin's Creed 3?
I mean, no, that was good. That was really good, but this was better.
Well, I mean, we could pick all of the different highlights, like you drinking Popper's Ice, us playing I Want to Be the Boshi during St. Patrick's Day and being terrible at it.
Me not being there.
Me beating you at going the distance for Mega Man X.
Listen, you cheated because you're good at that game.
And that's something that you would definitely say, Dave.
Eat my goddamn pop-up powerbomb, you sack of turds.
You know, I'm in a new recording space. I don't know if you guys can tell a difference at all from the Less Reverb, but I've been banished to the dungeon. I'm now in the lowest level of my house.
It's great. What are you, like 4 floors down?
Yeah, I am 4 floors down. I'm now below sea level. Well,
dude, can we like get an arcade in your basement?
Whenever Val decides to stop doing crafting.
No. This is a question specifically for you.
Whenever Val decides to stop doing crafting, because
no,
I'm not.
You make the choice, Steve.
My choice is to let her decide.
All right. But if your choice was to not do that and actually make the choice yourself, what would you choose?
If she wasn't using it as a workshop, I would say sure.
Wait, why is your wife the workshop 4 floor garblin?
She's in the basement because that's the best space for her to do her crafting.
Yeah, but you could have an arcade.
I already have like 50 computers in the house. I used to make a LAN party every month. And now because of COVID, I can't have people over anymore.
COVID. You can't say COVID will get demonetized in this private podcast.
Let me just piss everybody off. Kim Jong-un, is that the one who's alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the one who eats cheese literally all the time.
Kim Jong-un is a sack of shit and is awful and terrible. And I'm never going to North Korea, so I don't care that I say that.
North Korea doesn't have internet.
Erdogan eats anuses for sustenance.
Well, okay, first off, none of that is a problem because if you eat anus, that's your business, not mine.
Xi Jinping got dick glass because he fucked a mirror dressed as Winnie the Pooh. How's that?
He's like, oh, bother.
Oh, my dick is bothersome now. So there, so, now I've pissed off enough people, right?
No, okay, hold on. First off, everybody who's listening, I have cashed in my pizza and the bank pizza coupon with Steve tonight.
Mostly because you need something to put that delicious steak on.
Well, okay, first off, I put the steak in the freezer. That was what I did tonight. I don't have my dry rub back from my boss because I sent... This is going to sound really fucking weird, but my boss that I work with is really into smoking meat.
Ooh.
I gave him $100 and I'm like, fucking make me brisket, make me pulled pork. And then he's doing it right now.
David, I'm casting a magic spell. You are now pulled pork.
Get out
pork.
Of my way, Val, you stupid... No, you're not stupid, but in this case, stupid out of focus woman.
David, you are now pulled pork. How do you feel?
Oh, God, it's so good. Yes, pull my pork.
Oh, God.
I'll let Judy do that.
You cannot make it obvious that you're watching wrestling while we record the episode, okay?
Why not?
Well, first off, we're not recording the episode. It's 7:47, so the show hasn't started yet.
We start at 7:30.
Yeah.
I've been recording this whole time.
Well, yeah, I have too. I am a good showman.
Okay, right. So now you 17 minutes and also pulled pork into the future.
Now you 17 minutes and also pulled pork into the future.
I would love to see Palpatine just become an anthropomorphized pulled pork version of himself.
That would be weird.
It would be, but he's got enough face folds for it to make sense.
Yeah. Like those meat sculptures.
All right, can we get the episode started now?
Oh, there we
wait,
go.
No, I can't
we already did my recording. So let's take my recording.
My recording.
He's still kind of cranky, Val.
He probably lost his pacifier. Oh!
I love it. Best episode we've started so far. We had people talking when they shouldn't have been. Xavier's still cranky. David's watching wrestling.
I'm not watching wrestling. I'm recording wrestling.
Yes, but in order to record it, you have to watch it.
I mean, he is right.
Well, no, I'm fucking cutting wrestling.
Don't cut wrestling.
Yes, I have to cut wrestling because if I don't, it'll be wrong.
Oh my God, who's messaging me now? Womp womp. Oh, your grandfather's subscription is coming to an end.
My grandfather? Wait, I subscribed to my grandfather and it's coming to an end? Oh no!
It means my phone is loading slowly and there's Winnie the Pooh. Thanks, Discord. Okay, song's over. I can stop recording this now.
Oh, you recorded it for me? Send it to me, please, baby. I need it.
Well, I can't.
Give it to me, Daddy. I need it.
David, I can't because it's copyrighted.
No, render it. Send it to me.
David, I can't do it. It's
we don't
illegal.
Care because we're the goddamn powerhouse over here.
It's illegal, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Fucking give me it. I want it.
David, what about...
Give me your illegal seed, baby!
What?
Hi, Val.
When did I come back to?
Hi, Val.
Hello?
I want your husband's illegal seed. Give it.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Valerie, and Sean, because Logan decided that saving people's lives was more important than being here with us.
The selfish asshole.
I know. Wearing a mask and everything.
Yeah, doing his due diligence and making sure that nobody has a bad time or catches the C virus.
Wait, did Umbrella patent this?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, they did. They were like, nom, 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 I'm an evil Napoleon. I want you to have the virus. Remember fucking Resident Evil 4?
Dave, remember when you asked me to send this to you and then I didn't?
I remember when you said you would send it to me. Don't go back on your word.
All right.
Jimmy.
I'll send it to you because I'm a good friend.
That's right. You're a good friend. You're my pulled pork bastard.
Thinking about Masala.
Dude, all right. I fucking...
It's not even my shirt design. I got a better idea.
No, I know, but it was just a sketch to see what could be.
As a concept.
I'll be real. Like, thinking about Misawa is one of fucking favorite things right now.
Are you thinking about it right now?
No, but I would if you gave me some time.
Should be.
Okay, well, I can give you some time. Are you going to stop talking about wrestling now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Because we got to finish reading 69 Hues of Gay Chick-fil-A Going Clucking in the Cocking.
I thought we were going to say this for Logan.
I'm not having so much discontinuity. We already have disambiguity.
Ha!
We are on page 5, and I will be starting.
I will start the show right here. My name's Steve. I've got a beer. It's a stout.
Look, listen, you have to understand, Pablo said.
Hmm.
I worked very hard on that quilt on the wall behind you. I'd hate to have to clean 3 of your favorite brain lobes out of it. The Bloomin' Onion took the hint and dropped the gun. Crikey! What is going on here? Well, you see, Steve the Sandwich explained, when a mommy and or daddy love each other very much, they'll sometimes mix things up by taking a boat paddle and a jar of... I meant that! The Bloomin' Onion pointed at the costumes. Those costumes should not be bloody moving! Okay, first of all, set the pot, Pablo said, grabbing a broom with his free hand. That was a confusing sentence.
It really is.
Secondly, we were having so much gay sex, our costumes memorized our emotions and just kept going at it well into our post-coital tea.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Oh, they had tea. That's nice.
We let them be because it's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Pablo whacked the costumes lightly with the broom handle and collapsed into piles on the floor. I like pretending I'm Darth Vader when I do that. Well, the Bloomin' Onion trailed off, remembering the 2 shotguns pointed directly at his tear ducts. I don't actually mind the gays going about living and all that other stuff that bothers Chick-fil-A so much, so I'll be on me way. I don't think so, Steve the Sandwich said. Not with the Moose Tornado heading straight for us.
Moose Tornado sounds like an awesome finisher.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor. The preceding and following acts of sweaty penis-on-penis action are brought to you by Chick-fil-A. When you think Chick-fil-A, think percussive homosexual intercourse.
That's what I think of every time.
Wholeheartedly. Chapter 3, I'm sexually attracted to hummus. Again, the thing that should not be taken out of context should I ever need to apply for another job. About the author. Only recently, somebody's gotta put the umbrellas on the little fruity drinks you get at the bar.
And that somebody's gonna be me. Don't take my job.
No, don't take my job. I thought we were told that it was all the taco trucks bringing in immigrant caravans that were stealing our gerbs.
I don't know what a gerb is, only a job.
You are racist against Coach Z, ain't ya?
No, he says Jorb.
Doesn't he also say Jerb?
No.
He says the... I could... Okay, you know what, Val? We'll deal with this at our next session of couples counseling when they bring out the chainsaws, all right?
We haven't had couple counseling in a year.
Just listen to the sound of the chainsaws.
Listen
no!
to the sound of his you couples listen. Counseling voice. Whoa, all right, come on, guys.
I know, right?
Anyways, about me being sexually attracted to him, it's about the author. Only recently recognized as not a wolf by the American government, Buster Manwoom is being actively hunted by the IRS and various billionaires for listing Fraulein Whoopingkopf's performance art enterprises as a church and paying smelly people to dress as various billionaires and suck off the bull statue on Wall Street.
That's cool.
Chapter 3, Gay Lords of Oz.
Nice.
The Bloomin' Onion opened the door, slamming it shut as soon as he saw the swirling, toothy vortex of moose that coked-up oil patch workers swear are a frequent terror in rural Alberta. Sean, confirm or deny?
Yes, that is very true.
Good. Very good. What the fuck, mate? The Bloomin' Onion screamed as the cabin started getting pelted by moose. Mm. Oh, yeah. Moose tornadoes. Pablo nodded.
Moose-nado.
One of the 10 plagues in the Canadian edition of the Bible, the most polite edition of the Bible, wouldn't be 2020 without another one of those, eh? And then it stopped. Daylight shone through the windows. He opened the door and stepped outside. The Bloomin' Onion looked around. Fuck me sideways, are we in Oz? I don't think we're in Canonascus. Is it Canon? Yeah, Canonascus anymore, Pablo. Steve the Sandwich thought aloud. Sean!
No, you're not done.
You still have one more line.
Oh. Ah, well, let's go find the yellow brick road. Pablo sauntered offwards.
Bugger that! The Bloomin' Onion found the corpse of the witch in the cabin landed on, stole her slippers, and started kicking them together. There's no place like home! And then Mike Myers ran up in a fat suit and bit his whole body off.
Cool.
That's where your home is! Mike Myers declared with a thick enough Scottish accent that Smash Mouth threatened to play in the background. In my belly! Oh, looky here. Chicken sandwiches. I'll have that ye for my dinner. And then the gay Chick-fil-A sandwiches shot him, scaring him off. God, I love firearms, Pablo declared, turning to Steve the Sandwich. There's no quotes. Want to go back inside and have some more gay sex?
Thanks, Dave, for paying more attention to the wrestling than the joke. Thanks, Val, for giving me the silent treatment. And thanks, Sean, for picking up the slack.
You're welcome.
Where the hell did Dave go?
Oh, he's I'm just doing wrestling things. Don't worry
God
about me.
God damn it, yes. Dave, I asked you not to do that during the show.
You said, hey, bro, if you want to impress the kids who
I
listen to our show, make sure
like
you make
that.
A wrestling man match
no,
of our power.
No.
And I said, I will do this for you, Steve. You
David,
gave me meat.
David, we're treating this the exact same way we treat you playing video games.
All
as
right,
long
well,
as
what page are we on, huh? So answer me that.
We're asking you that.
Page 5. Oh, got you. Ooh.
David, we're on page 6.
Yeah, you say that because you think it makes me look bad.
No, we are on page 6.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Page 5 was just read.
You can passively make nightmare discontinuity in the background, but don't be full on recording right now.
I am full on recording right now.
David, come on, man.
Buddy, Steve, look at my face.
I can't look at your face because you're
Steve,
too busy
pretend
recording.
Pretend you're looking at my face.
No.
Through the virtual power that is your intellect.
David,
use your
you're
imagination.
Gonna be reading the entire rest of the night at this rate.
I'll fucking do it. You don't stop me.
Okay, great. Good. Perfect.
Oh, shit. He called my bluff.
Because I don't know Yu-Gi-Oh! You're going to need to fill up the slack.
Wait, what is Yu-Gi-Oh! Anyway?
You is in...
Is the Shadow Realm.
Oh, I was going to say you is in the person, Gi is in the karate outfit... And O as in, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Thank you, somebody else finally did it. I'm going to cut that back and make it not awkward.
Well, only if we can send the pictures to Chick-fil-A. Of course, Pablo guzzled a Gatorade as he led Steve the Sandwich back into their headquarters of sex.
I'm okay with this.
Steve.
What?
I'm listening to that thing you recorded. Why does it sound like shit?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Fair play.
I didn't think I needed to proof it.
Elsewhere, deep in the offices of Chick-fil-A HQ. Ah, fuck. Chick-fella belched eloquently upon hearing the news of the Bloomin' Onions consumption. Even as we speak, those Chick-fil-A products are out there, still associating our brand with gay sex.
Good. Hot.
Mm-hmm. There was a large silhouette standing before Chick-fil-a's desk, just far enough out of the light that you can render what that you the right oh that you the reader can't see what who they are. They say nothing.
Why is the last half of 2020, the last month of 2020 turning into this? I never thought I would read an article title that says fake GOP leaders are selling CBD oil on Parlor.
Oh no. Wait, was
exactly.
That the joke?
Oh no, indeed. Look, if David gets to do wrestling instead, I'm just going to browse Reddit and get depressed.
Why are you going to get depressed when you didn't even record my fucking music correctly?
Again, I didn't.
No. It's because he lost.
Oh, Steve, I don't do music on it. I did one song back in 2006, and now I'm Stepford Wife.
What?
Stepford Wife?
Stepford Wife?
You did one song in 2006, now you're Stepford Wife.
And then I was
wife.
A Stepford Wife.
Yeah, you got a fucking sweet-ass blonde hair, big fat titties, and a nice dewy beard, and you don't even give me good music.
Okay, I'll make you a deal, Dave. I will get you a good version. Well, if you stop with the wrestling for a little bit.
Look, I haven't done anything with the wrestling except drop it into Vegas. All I need you to do is give me a good version of Arcade Master by Two Steps from Hell.
But don't do it. You just go.
All right, fine. All right. I will get you a good version of it based on the.
Hi, wife. Stop channeling me. Oh, I shouldn't channel you. My wife says,
stop doing it, Steve.
Wait, what? Stop me doing what? Okay, I will get you a good version of that song based on the criteria of grading the rest of your performance for the remainder of the episode.
I absolutely need this for a proof of concept so I can impress all of our fans with our.
Are you turning into David?
Run that by me again, because you're not doing.
What was that about your truck, Steve-o?
Wait, Steve, if you were in an alleyway and you had to be Spider-Man, how would you sound?
I don't know. I'll figure it out when Sean's done reading his session.
Bleh.
I guess it just
pizza
goes.
At?
I guess it goes to show. Never send a blooming onion to do a man's job.
Goes to show. Never count on FNF reading anything they're supposed to ever.
No.
I just want pizza. That's all I want, man.
You got meat.
Chick-a-fila smoked a cigar as he dropped that morning's batch of sexually explicit pictures from the Chick-fil-A sandwiches onto the desk. I'll pay you $3 million to kill each target. $6 million each if you can get them to announce that they're straight first.
Ooh.
The silhouette stood there, unmoving. Chick-a-fila sighed. They don't have any parents.
No.
The silhouette moved into the light.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Marcus Phoenix body.
No.
Veiny.
No.
Get.
Oh, God.
Taquitos stand.
Taquitos, no.
Shake with rage. Orphans, he grumbled. Dangerous. Jumping the window. To be continuity? Chug butt is the
chug
only
butt.
Way.
Chug butt. No.
Chug butt.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Chug butt.
No.
Nicotine patch kids.
Ha!
It's only cannibalism if the balls touch.
No, that's not true, but I'll pretend that it is. All right. Next up is David, and you're going to be reading.
It's my turn. Page 7.
No, the story is over, Dave.
Page 8. Page 1? Page 3.
Page just
2?
It's going in the staff chat. This is simulated by Daybreaks, parentheses, Chris on Fire.
Yes. Chris on Fire, yes.
This is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters story.
Duel Pain Monsters!
Kaiba has finally achieved his dream of fucking his cards, that is.
No, he has to be a rocket ship like the Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Have you ever watched Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes.
No.
Dude, I fucking watched the shit out of that when I was in fucking high school. That's embarrassing.
No, it's not.
So you'll know how the characters sound. Just a generic four kids male pro tag.
I actually do. You ready for this? Here I go.
Wait. No, I'm not ready yet. I need you to clarify something first.
What's that?
Is Yu-Gi-Oh! Just Barcode Brawlers animated?
No, Yu-Gi-Oh!'s Duel Masters animated.
But it's just about numbers. The people don't actually fight.
It's not, Steve.
No, they do. It's all about fusing monsters.
Steve, have you even watched a single episode of Yu-Gi-Oh? It's like Beast Wars times a million.
No, but I heard Riley putting it on earlier today while we were doing the dishes.
Joey Garlic.
Is Riley there with you?
Yes, I did. I just didn't see anything.
You're the one who lies.
I'm not the one who lies.
You're the one who's lying right now.
I'm not lying.
I hear you. You're going like...
I'm just going to lie on the ground just so that you're right. All right. I'm lying on the ground now. Oh, God, it's cold.
Well, duh.
Wait, turn over so your nipples get really hard.
Ah!
Yes! That's what Kaiba likes!
No!
Yes, Yugi.
Your nipples will be so hard, Yugi.
Also, why didn't I move to the basement before? I can scream at Will now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's Will?
Is Will down there?
And also at other people not named Will.
Okay, so real talk. You know, can we talk about a personal subject real quick?
Is it about Kaiba?
Yes.
When I was in senior year of high school, I discovered fan fiction for the first time, and it was
I'm sorry. That was so late.
I agree. It is really super late, but internet doesn't really exist in North Carolina. And I think to this day, people think that the internet exists. Like, they had Roadrunner. If you're familiar with Roadrunner back in the day, it fucking sucked.
I am familiar, unfortunately.
So when I was at high school with my buddy, his name was Eric Wilson. He and I were just like looking up Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff because we also had like downloaded a bunch of like Game Boy Color Yu-Gi-Oh! ROMs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then like this was the story. It was like, oh, Kaiba and Yugi fight for the finals. And we're like, that sounds interesting. I wonder what that could be. Completely unknown to our brains that this was a gay fan fiction.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't know what that meant. In this particular, and if anybody wants to fucking send it to me, I'll fucking read it out loud in its entirety. Kaiba captures Yugi and like he puts his penis in like a wire and teases him into hardness. That's how I remember it exactly, because like Eric was fucking taken aback, but he's like, oh no, Kaiba teases him into hardness.
Teases him as in like tickling, or teases him like,
listen, he had his fucking dick
in
a coat.
Is funny looking.
Steve,
it looks
Steve,
like,
Steve, shut up. Shut up your pretty face for just a second.
Okay.
Kaiba put Yugi's dick in a fucking coat hanger vice or whatever to tease him into hardness. And that's what I remember from this. This is written at least as early as 2004. It could have been earlier than that. I don't know. But either way, this was my first fan fiction I ever fucking read.
Congratulations. You
won.
Yeah, I won. My senior year of high school, I fucking found this show.
FF7.
I actually didn't start reading fan fiction until I was like 22, so...
You're sad.
I didn't start reading fan fiction until I had a show.
I didn't start reading fan fiction until the very first episode I was on the show, and now I'm here.
Good job, Sean. You were a pure...
You have not climbed the ladder at all.
I can't believe you guys weren't thirsty at all.
Anyway, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Kaiba had only... this is the DBC narrator. Kaiba had only one true love. It was in the form of his cards, Blue Eyes, White Dragon, and its siblings.
I don't know why the DBZ narrator sounds like a Kmart Macho Man Randy Savage, but we'll go with it.
Sure.
He had designed the solid form of the dragon, created each square inch of the creature.
Hi, babe! It's a calzone and a stramboli. Eat your peas.
I gave her 20 wings because my wife likes wings and I don't know why she's doing wings. Anyway, he had designed the solid form of the dragon, created each square inch of the creature. He had put detailed attention into each exquisite detail
to render the dragon as regal as he deserved to be.
Yee.
I hope he doesn't punch each other too hard. Kaiba owned three of these dragons, the only ones existing. Wait, no, there were four.
Yeah.
All right, so first off, it's the stupidest fucking thing in the entire world that Kaiba has the only Blue Eyes White Dragon. Fucking video game children's cards or whatever.
That's because he's a spoiled brat.
I'm a spoiled brat, Yugi.
No, it's his successful eugenics project.
Yes, only the white, blue-eyes white only dragon the blue will eyes be mine, white dragons Yugi.
Will live. It's how very Aryan of you.
Yes, the blue-eyes blonde dragon is mine.
Yeah.
He couldn't bear the thought of anyone else owning these, his beauties.
His bebe.
He was doing a test run of a new program someone just dropped from our chat. One that would one that would allow him.
That was a sequence of noises and thoughts.
I liked it.
What's your favorite bacon? Mine's bacon.
Pig bacon.
What, wife? Give me a kiss with
well,
your.
I mean,
give me a kiss with your buffalo
turkey bacon,
chicken taste.
Chicken bacon. You got pig bacon.
No. Don't make it weird.
No, give me.
Which one of those strombolis is mine?
Whichever one you want.
What are they?
One's a palatone and one's a strombolis.
What are they?
Your fingers taste.
Great.
They're both the exact same thing.
You've won.
Pepperoni, chicken, onions, jalapenos.
Jalapeno.
Jalapenos.
No, don't take your buffalo fingers away from me.
You're just waiting on you, Dave.
Friends.
Listen, Steve, my wife came to me with buffalo chicken tenders, but buffalo chicken fingers, because your buffalo fingers were covered in buffalo sauce, and they taste good.
One that would allow a player to feel the monsters as if they were really there.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't sure that he would release this to the general public, as it really only served one purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Kaiba hit enter. Kanye hit enter on his monitor.
No.
He said, no one man should have all that dragon. Solidifying his changes he made, he stood up and placed the card down on his testing monitor. He couldn't contain a gasp as blue eyes
balls
appeared in its full glory in front of him. Kaiba stepped forward, awe clear in his gaze as always when he summoned the dragon. Countless emotions flickered through his mind as he reached out his mind. And then he...
What the hell?
Well, that's what it said. It said he threw his mind.
No, I know it's what it said. I just didn't understand it.
Well, fucking understand it, because this is how Yu-Gi-Oh! Is written IRL.
Like, is this pretty close to what the actual episode sounded like?
I will defer to Riley, as he is the most powerful of us. But also, Riley, stop making Yu-Gi-Oh! Bad and make it good, please, because it's been bad since 2004.
Riley, be hired as showrunner.
Riley, bro, stop being a coward and make Yu-Gi-Oh! Good again, please. Motorcycles suck. Come on, dude.
Anyway.
One that would allow a player to feel the monsters as if they were really there. He wasn't sure that he would release this to the general public, as it really only served one purpose. Kaiba hit enter on his monitor.
Why on his monitor? Wouldn't it be on his keyboard?
Who knows?
No, it's
a tablet.
It's like the season 2 when all the monsters appear like holographic and whatnot.
Right. Solidifying the changes he had made, he stood up and placed the card on his testing monitor. He couldn't contain a gasp as blue eyes appeared in its full glory in front of him. Kaiba stepped forward, awe clear in his gaze as always when he summoned the dragon. Countless emotions flickered through his mind as he reached out his mind.
Gasp.
And then, with a sudden... with a shudder of...
He reached out his mind.
I said that, wife of Steve!
So is it true that you can't call people simp or incel on Twitch anymore?
No, you call them simpcel. Or incel.
With a shudder of pleasure, his fingers encountered the rough grain of blue eye scales. He dragged them down, careful not to press too hard, lest he draw blood! Goodbye, friend.
No, that was Craig who just got disconnected.
Craig goodbye, is friend. Dead. Long live Craig.
Again?
If you abbreviate it, Blue Eyes White Dragon becomes Bade.
Booed. It becomes booed. This was the first time that Kaiba had been able to actually physically interact with any of his cards. His fingers slid over the scales, feeling the sharp edges beneath them.
Okay, I got this. It's somebody who doesn't want to de-mint condition his cards.
Yes. He was like, "Ah, Yugi, I don't want you to de-mint my cards.
I don't want you to get your nerd breath and humidify my cards.
Hold up, everybody, hold up.
What?
Did you notice that nobody had card sleeves for their cards back in fucking Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
No.
Think about it.
And also...
Well, Sean, all right, listen, you're from Canada, right?
Yes.
Now, what if Canada didn't demint its cards?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Kaiba did.
Okay.
Thank you for going along with my stupid bit, Sean.
I'm guessing it's because he didn't really feel much because he was double-sleeving them.
I double-sleeve my cards, Yugi. And then Yugi was like, Kaiba, do not double-mint your cards, Kaiba. And then Kaiba's like, nah, I'll deal with it. I'll do whatever. I don't fucking care. I got 3 blue eyes, white dragons, and money, bruh.
That's how you protect yourself from getting STDs.
And then Yugi was like, no, please don't, Kaiba. And then Joey was like, I'm from fucking Bronx or whatever.
What story are you on, Dave?
Brooklyn! He's from Brooklyn!
I fucking veered off into my own story about Yu-Gi-Oh! You see, this is the new form of Friday Night Fanfiction, where I go into my own version of Friday Night Fanfiction without you even knowing,
bro. Do it every episode. Because you're
like, no, it's not. There's nothing official about this.
No, you do. You're like, listen, I love the Yu-Gi-Oh! The Yu-Gi-Oh!-verse.
Yugiverse.
David, this is about as new as Energy Sword Sunday, and whoa!
The Energy Sword Sunday has been around since the dawn of man.
Exactly! So you doing this is not new!
Back when our monkey ancestors were like, I touched the obelisk and become Energy Sword Sunday.
Did you get drunk off of a calzone?
No, I got drunk off of a lemon. let's see here. Approximately 300 milliliters of vodka or lemon juice and a lemonade Truly.
Truly?
Yes. It is lemonade flavored seltzer water and it's alcoholic and it's the fucking best.
Ah.
And I pre-gamed so hard that I started editing a video without Steve being like, and now you're just going to lose interest in like 2 months, right?
No, Dave, I didn't say that. I'm glad that you're motivated about this.
Steve!
No, that's the one thing that he was pretty sure you would not lose any interest in.
All right, so I know it's your thick, husky Canadian accent, but you said daddy and that was hot.
Val, I'm going to bang you just to establish dominance again.
That's what I like to see. Cuck me, daddy. Let's go. What, wife? This is a funny bit. Don't joke.
I'm voluntarily moving to the snake pit.
Anyway, we just lost another viewer. That's good.
That was Steve. We lost Val. We lost two hosts.
Two more viewers. Let's go. Oh, another host. Let's fucking go.
There. Now we're in here together, and we'll never be separated ever. You're mine forever. Oh, shit. There are other people that can join us. Never mind. I forgot that they could talk if they joined the snake pit.
I guess it's Steve the Shadow Realm.
No, don't put me in there. Don't leave me with the plebs.
There was nobody in there but you, so you're the only pleb.
Woolly brought me in, and then Woolly came in.
Well, that's because Woolly is a badass, and he can fucking do that with his giant dick energy.
Wow. Okay, please keep reading about blue eyes, white cock.
Rough grain scales. He dragged them down. Careful not to press too hard, lest he draw blood.
And he wants to rub his dick all over it.
I mean, I would too. It's a fucking beautiful dragon.
Baby dragon.
Baby dragon is taboo. Blue eyes white dragon is fully grown and consensual.
Okay.
Want to try again?
Stop. No. Stop making out and making... No, stop. Stop that. This is a miserable show that nobody can enjoy.
You owe me.
Oh, you're
stop
just going to like...
No, stop having a good time. Both of you.
You're going to slug all over me and then just leave?
Just slug all over me?
No.
No, can we get like
turn that off.
Is never. Pretty question. Steve, edit that out. I don't know who that is, person. Swife.
Swife?
I didn't fucking put it there.
I'm lodging a formal complaint. David gets buffalo makeouts with his wife whenever he wants. I get
to make out with my wife? Here we go! God.
And then we never saw them again.
I'm right back here. Oh shit, I fell away from my drawers. Alright, anyway, Kaiba. Fucking physically interested.
Fucking Kaiba.
Yes, you will be fucking.
This was the first time that Kaiba... I'm only halfway through this episode. Fuck, bro.
We're not even close. We didn't start till like 23 minutes in.
This was the first time that Kaiba had been able to physically interact with any of his cards. His fingers slid over the scales, feeling the sharp edges beneath them. He walked around to the front of the monster. Big dick in his face. It swung its neck around to gaze at him, intelligence glittering in its deep sapphire eyes.
Get to the erection!
An involuntary erection left Kaiba's mouth.
That's not what I wanted, but I'm on board.
An involuntary sigh left Kaiba's mouth. He was wordless.
Boing!
His hand swept over the magnificent beast's erection side and towards the front, where the scales became more smooth.
What was that word?
Smooth.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. See, yes has three syllables now.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon moved and he froze. In a stunning display of artificial intelligence, Blue Eyes leaned down and licked a rough stripe over Kaiba's nyawk. He stood totally still. A shudder went through him, and he was suddenly, unbearably aroused. He flushed, embarrassed as if the dragon had real intelligence and wasn't simply the result of lines of code. Although, in his heart, he believed that his Blue Eyes were sentient in a land where existed. Stranger things were possible. A claw poked into his chest, pressing through his shirt. It moved experimentally and brushed forcefully over one of Kaiba's nipples. Fun fact, Kaiba has some of the best jackets in the world, and I will fight you on it.
Yes, he does.
I fucking hate Yu-Gi-Oh, but Kaiba's jackets are fucking god tier.
He looks like a PS5.
Yes, exactly. That's why he's the best. He was like, I'm a PS5 before any of you assholes were.
He's a trendsetter.
He gasped, dick twitching in his pants, which were also a PS5. Submitting, he lay on the floor, offering himself to Blue Eyes. The dragon must have been able to smell the arousal coming off of Kaiba. Okay, computers don't have smell.
You don't know that.
Yes, they do. Especially if you're Devin building them out of Gramp crackers.
Yes, but that's Gramp crackers and not Graham crackers, all right?
It's the Graham cracker with the fine taste of Grandpa.
These Graham cracker, Gramp these crackers are Gramp great. Gramp
crackers.
Gramp crackers are what you want, sir.
Wife, laugh. Huh? Wife, laugh. Anything. Thank you, wife.
Thank you, Titus.
I'm not going to tell her that. Anyway, he said, thank you, Titus. Oh, shit, I said I wasn't going to tell you that.
Yes, I played him.
Do you remember Titus' laugh? You played Final Fantasy X. Yeah, you did. You had what? Exactly, and you watched Titus go, ha, 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 ha. Hi, Dan. Don't bark at me, Dan. Anyway.
Dick twitching in his pants, submitting. He lay on the floor, offering himself to Blue Eyes. The dragon must have been able to smell the arousal coming off of Kaiba in the waves.
You okay there? Are you choking on his dick?
Yes. Because it leaned down and brushed its nose against the spot where his erection tinted his pants.
Okay.
David, please don't die.
Kaiba flushed darker as he let out a whimper. He was like... Because that's how Kaiba whimpers. In one motion, a claw ripped open the front of Kaiba's pants. He shivered as he was suddenly exposed to air. As you know, he was in a data center and it was very cold. His cock was stiff and leaking. Never in his life had he been this hard. Common sense left him as he pushed his hips up, silently begging.
All right, that took 25 minutes. It's your turn now, Steve.
No, I think it's my turn. I think. Steve.
Have you read?
No, I haven't.
Then it's your turn.
Okay. His hands scrabbled Scrabbled?
Wait, what?
Scrabble.
Apparently he's about to play Scrabble with blue eyes. His hand Scrabbled for purchase.
Well, you gotta buy the game first.
Yeah, on the smooth tile, I guess they were playing on the floor. He lay on as blue eyes breathed.
No, Scrabble tiles.
Yeah, breathed hot air against him. The tongue flicked out and tasted Kaiba, lapping at the tip. Kaiba squeezed his eyes shut, worried he would come too early if he looked. Oh, he was that excited, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He felt the dragon's tongue, more rough in texture than a human's, move over his hot skin.
It's like a cat.
Then, in a twist he didn't expect, the dragon's inhumanly long tongue wrapped around his lung. It pulsed around him.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, wait, we're just starting the first side of Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep. It pulsed around him as blue eyes changed the pressure against him. Apparently, they're... Okay. But wait, it's only one... Oh, yeah.
Don't read too much into it. It'll hurt.
Yeah. Kaiba let out the choke cry.
Oh, these gramp crackers taste terrible.
And came to the scratch of deadly sharp claws on his chest. The dragon didn't let go, didn't stop anything it was doing. Blood pooled on Kaiba's alabaster skin. Well, he's not that white. This simulation he had created couldn't possibly be this real, could it? Kaiba's pants were long gone.
Fresh box.
Oh. Okay. So you want me to read while eating them?
Yes. That's exactly what I wanted.
Sure.
Not really, but sure.
Let me get a pile out. Put them there. Kaiba's pants were long gone. The dragon removed his... No.
Oh.
I'm going to get so many calories burned trying to walk up to the kitchen during the show.
The dragon removed its tongue from its now soft cock. It was now paying attention to his thighs. Kaiba spread them wider, craving more. Some instinct guided Blue Eyes down to Kaiba's hole, where it started pressing its tongue into him. Blue Eyes had no concept of human limits and didn't go slow to account for them. Kaiba somehow didn't mind. He enjoyed the pain of the dragon's thick thong moving inside of him, tasting him from the inside out.
Ew. Actual legit gramp crackers.
Yeah. With the pain came an exquisite pleasure he had never before known, arcing his back at intervals when the tongue inside of him hit a particularly sensitive spot, so he never fingered himself.
I guess not.
He ached for more, already hard again. Wow. No refractory period.
Yeah, that just, it doesn't exist in these anime universes. The multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
This is Stan Lee approved.
When the tongue left him, he opened his eyes. He was about to open his mouth and beg when the words died in his throat. He had not programmed what he was seeing.
Guys.
What?
Check that link out.
Why is this a shirt?
Nice.
All right, so, David, I will buy you the Thinking About Misawa shirt if you can get me the best freaking Gramp Cracker ever.
What Gramp Cracker are you talking about?
No, the shirt Gramp Cracker.
I'll tell you when you come back to this zip code.
I'm eating chicken wings. Come on, bro.
He had not programmed what he was seeing. What he had coded in, blushing furiously the whole time. What he thought?
What?
Words. Was typically a typical reptile fare. A cloaca.
Cloaca?
Cloaca.
Cloaca.
Tomato, tomato.
Cloaca, cloaca. With a penis on the inside. This was not that. He blinked at the two protrusions from the dragon's belly. They seemed to be modeled after the hemipenes of some lizards. And snakes, too.
Didn't he design this thing? Like, shouldn't he have known what would have happened when he did this?
No, apparently the blue eyes white dragon has a mind of its own or something.
This is what happens when AI becomes sentient.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, you want two dicks? I got two dicks.
I got more dicks.
I got two dicks, but they're half size. And they're looking in opposite directions.
Well, yeah, that they do. While he wasn't sure what a hemipenis looked like, he was sure that it probably didn't look like this.
This
was large. Yes, Danny. It was large. This was a large, far beyond human-sized cock, dripping with a clear fluid. It was the same color as the scales, while the tip was flush blue. Okay. The most interesting part of the whole deal were the adornments.
Yeah, like a merkin.
It's freaking bad dragon stuff. There were small spikes on the shaft. His blue eyes were dragon, had two barbed cocks. Fantasy creatures really were interesting.
Sorry for my dog barking, I was peeing.
Face burning, he looked up. His legs were still spread wide. I'm surprised. But he doubted that even one of those could fit inside of him without injuring him. Although this was...
Can they hear me?
Yes. Kinda. Yes, we can.
Hi, Judy.
I need them to know that I'm not sorry the dog
barked. They can hear you.
I'm not sorry the dog barked. There. I said it.
Oh, that's fine.
But he doubted that even one of those could fit inside of him without injuring him.
Everybody's gotta get injured for science.
Yeah, Steve-O, when are you gonna take it up the butt?
Just a very realistic simulation, so maybe he wouldn't actually be hurt by it. He glanced at the blood on his legs.
This stopped being a simulation a long time ago!
Oh, God.
The thought, not Kaiba's own, intruded on his mind. He wondered briefly where it came from, and then was immediately distracted by a far more pressing matter.
I'd like to establish in our universe a canon that whatever the hell that alien was from the Raymond Loves Cock story, the one that erased his memories of his actual life, whatever the name of the alien is, whenever there's something that, like, an intruding thought or a voice that people don't know what it is, it's just that guy.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I have to look up the name now. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, sorry. He heard the familiar sound of cards being summoned and jerked his head around. There was nobody else in the room. He had made sure of that. Yet, obviously, something had placed his other two blue eyes cards on the test dock. And then two more dragons appeared next to the first, towering above him.
I don't have enough holes to satisfy six dicks.
They're gonna run a train on him.
They're gonna make new holes.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's five in total. These two hadn't gotten the memo yet, and it appeared that they weren't. Kaiba blushed again. Aroused. One was next to his head, and he reached out to brush his fingers against the scales. They were cool to the touch, he noticed. This dragon made a humming noise that vibrated through it and moved closer to Kaiba. Oh, man.
All right, before I go, I want to point out that the alien's name is Ez. E-Z.
Easy. Easy peasy.
Easy.
The paragraph in question is, Ez sat next to Raymond, invisible to everyone, and watched with a smirk. Most humans didn't have it in them to regain their true conscious self. Like Ray just had, and Ez was impressed, but that didn't mean he was going to let his new toy go back to his regular life. This is the fucking alien that is making Kaiba summon all of his dragon cloaca.
Dragon hemipenes, there was no cloaca.
Sorry, dragon hemipenes. Sorry, dragons. I apologize from the bottom of my furry Jewish heart. Well, not furry, because I'm not a furry. But I love furries anyway.
Yeah, you are. You fucking furry, you're a bear.
I'm not a bear, Dave.
No, he's not a bear. No.
David, I can love furries and not be a furry. I'm also a proponent for marijuana, and I've never ate a marijuana.
Yes, you have.
That's a lie.
Steve is lying.
His head
whipped. Oh, I just thought of a terrible one.
What?
We should call you the seventh month. July.
Kick from server. Also, welcome back, David. How were the wings?
Fucking tasty, bro.
His head whipped around when he felt the third dragon lapping curiously at his cock. Another tongue swept over his nipples, and he choked on a whine. So sensitive, it hurt. He was past being embarrassed about his noises. If he was going to be this vulnerable for anyone, it would be his beloved blue eyes. His eyes slid shut again. He felt hot breath all over his body. Then a sensation. He was on fire. Something was pressing against his entrance. He sucked in a breath. His fingers grabbed at the dragon next to him as he felt something larger than anything he'd ever put inside of him enter him.
Oh, there we go. Apparently, he did probably finger himself.
But it's not like he was using one of those ridiculous novelty fingers that you get at, like, the sports ball game.
Or the Sidewinder joystick.
But it is nice to know that somebody can fit that, even if Logan can't.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah, his body resisted the dragon and pain shot through him. Tears flowed freely from his eyes. Blue Eyes wasn't fully in when it started to thrust slightly.
Lightly.
Huh? Lightly, sorry.
You added an S.
I know what I did, honey. I mean, Sean, god damn it.
I mean, I can be both.
Its other cock rubbed against Kaiba's thigh, almost said laugh, leaking onto his skin. Drip.
Yeah, it's got drip, that pre-cum.
Drip. His hips jumped, apparently out of his body, finding the situation unbearably hot. And now that he had had some time, he was getting used to the dragon inside him. More shocks of pleasure ripped through him, and the pain was lessened enough to feel like pleasure. So like when you put your hand under like super cold water and it feels hot for a second?
Yeah.
Again, science. Kaiba moaned desperately, pushing himself back on the dragon. Suddenly, a wet, hot sensation shocked him into opening his eyes. The third dragon had wrapped its tongue around him much like the first had. As he stared at the sight, the second one brushed its claws over his chest. I'm remembering back to earlier today when Xavier decided that my chest hair was a plaything. It wasn't fun.
Did he rip any of it out?
He probably played a couple rounds of odds and evens with it. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
I know. Suffice it to say, he didn't turn me into, like, a vanity map of some Pacific islands. I stopped before that happened. A moment of reprieve from sensation as all of the dragons pulled back left him whining in need. In one motion, the three dragons had flipped Kaiba over onto his stomach. He couldn't see anything else. His face against the cool tile. He felt tongues over his thighs and ass and pushed back against the sensation, overwhelmed. His mind blanked when, without warning, the thick length of one of the dragons pushed inside of him. Now that he was on his front, all he could do was scream and cry out as he was fucked much more roughly than before. For some reason, I imagined the lead singer of Trapped, notoriously conservative, getting a dragon penis shoved inside him, screaming and crying, "Headstrong, I'll take you on!
Oh. I'll take on anyone!" Inside Kaiba, there are two dragons, both of them blue eyes.
He felt the sting of the spines pressing inside of him and shuddered in pleasure as the dragon hit his prostate hard and repeatedly. One of the others was rubbing both of its cocks against his body, running over his back. Kaiba let himself be used and was glad for it. He was unprepared for the warm liquid that splattered over his skin as the dragon finally pulled back. I see the dragon's deciding to give me a warm, full-body Nutella beard. Right, Dave? You know, it's nice when he doesn't pay attention sometimes because I can just elicit good noises out of him. All right, back to the spiny dicks. Ugh. He felt something nudge his mouth from the side and eagerly opened it. The taste was oddly sweet. He couldn't close his mouth at all, and very soon his jaw was aching. He swirled his tongue around to get more of his dragon's taste. His attention was taken again, however, when a particularly hard thrust into him sent him abruptly over the edge. Thankfully, the spines had lodged him in place and he didn't fall.
No.
Tongues lapped at his spent cock. Another hard thrust and he felt liquid fill him up. Blood.
Mm.
Well, I mean,
the dragon pulled out and he thought that it would be over. He was wrong. He had forgotten about the dragon's other dick.
That's not how it works, but sure.
He cried out brokenly, "Headstrong!" as he was penetrated again, collapsing to the floor. The dragon in front of him pulled back and liquid shot into his mouth. Exhausted, he tried to lick everything up into his mouth. Another thrust deep inside him as dragons surrounded him, covering him with their heated bodies. Kaiba shivered. He wasn't able to fight the blackness that surrounded his mind any longer and passed out surrounded by the loving care of his blue eyes.
If you want to call that loving care, sure.
Oh, so that's why they call it dead.
Yay. All right, David, you're up.
No, you're not done.
Oh,
we're not done.
Shit, I have more to read. Why is my page breaks not showing up? Another
because
hour.
There's only a part of page left.
Yeah.
An hour later, Mokuba noticed that the door to the simulation room was closed. It was typically opened. Suspicion. He frowned. Kaiba had said he would be out by the time Mokuba was home. Concerned, he pushed open the iron door. The first thing he noticed was the scent. It was sickly sweet and layered with something else he couldn't identify. That'd be the blood. He looked around and then spotted Kaiba lying in the middle of the room. He'd been torn in twain.
Oh, that's what that copper smell was.
He ran towards his brother, worry mounting. Kaiba's clothes were shredded and he was bleeding from multiple wounds. Mokuba, a dragon shot me.
Three of them, actually.
Three of them shot me.
Not with guns, but...
Well, they were guns of a sort. His skin was flushed and bruised. Kaiba! Mokuba shouted. Kaiba opened his eyes, blinked once for yes, then jerked back. Mokuba, you better explain this now.
Is that going to be another fake you're going to make into Charm Spell?
Probably, but I also want to have it be set to Headstrong. David, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have any other songs besides Headstrong?
Apparently, they've had like six albums since 2002, but none of them are worth listening to.
I mean, was their first one ever worth listening to?
No, not at all. But you kind of had to if you listened to alternative radio in the early 2000s.
Radio.
I only ever heard that one song of theirs.
Mockfic Book 2, technically the first, by Pupful. This is Katamari Damacy, Sonic the Hedgehog, Shin Megami Tensei, and Furries.
Okay.
Summary, this is an old parody I wrote of my best friend's various attempts at fanfiction back when I was in that stupid edgy phase everyone goes through. I'm so sorry, everyone. Chapter 1, Mockfic. Book 2, technically the first, David.
All right, Steve.
I hear music.
You don't hear nothing, but if you had a J-pop intro, would it be Glider by Capsule?
No, I don't think it would be Glider by Capsule. I would pick something different.
Why wouldn't it be?
I would pick something else, probably with more brass.
All right, I don't have any brass on my fucking video.
I will send you the song that I want.
I need it now, so send it while I'm reading.
Okay, I will do that.
Chapter 1. Fix it, Hooter!
Fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it!
It all began with a grunt. A grunt and a moan.
Oh.
Of the universe taking a huge strain. A cosmic dump of stupid proportions.
Oh, I just shit.
The meteors came in rapid succession, screaming towards Earth with the speed of several Google sextillion guinea pigs on crack.
I am failing this hearing test.
But first, let's focus on some random kids in a town in Apple Pie Land.
No, no! Sir Banana Banjo is the uke. Damn it! You drew him in the wrong position,
said the weeaboo formerly known as Irek. He'd changed his name to Takeshi the year before, and had gotten himself into the furry fandom, much to the chagrin of his artist buddy, formerly known as Rocky, who changed his name to Kazuya at Takeshi's insistence.
Oof. Kazuya's art was shit, and he knew it, but he drew at Takeshi's insistence. He had drawn his 15th attempt at Sir Banana Banjo's freakishly long opossum ding-dong, penetrating Sparkster. It was Takeshi's birthday, so it was, of course, mandatory to draw art for the birthday boy.
No, it's not.
The nerdy boy, formerly known as Daniel, now called Yuji at the insistence of Takeshi, sighed.
How long is this gonna go on? I wanna eat the cake.
As long as it takes, man,
Takeshi snapped, unmoved in his position.
And you'd better save that piece with Sparkster on it for me.
Never! Sparkster's mine!
The rat from the video game for the Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
All right. The cake in question had Jack Frost, at Kazuya's insistence, Ran Yakumo, at Yuji's insistence, Sparkster, at Takeshi's insistence, fully clothed, at everyone else's insistence, and Kyubei, at nobody's insistence, he just kind of showed up, drawn in icing.
I am gonna eat cake! And no one's gonna stop me!
It sounded like a slightly Australian strong man.
Oh, also, Dave, I hope you're happy with my choice. I went with the Good Burger theme song.
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah!
We're all dudes.mp3.
Ta-da! 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 We're all dudes!
Me too! Kazuya said as he dashed after Yuji.
Steve, I hate you because this fucking mashes up so well with what you're doing on screen. Fuck you.
I'm very happy about this.
Takeshi dashed last. Save me, the Sparkster! Everyone dashed at the cake and began eating it all at once, a mess being made as Kazuya took the Sparkster piece and shoved it messily in Takeshi's mouth, and Yuji greedily ate the rest apart from Kyubei, which nobody touched because they were already full by that time. And nobody liked the little bastard anyway. Why was there a line break there?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
A shooting star appeared in the night sky, and the trio saw it.
Yeah. Let's wish on it, said Takeshi.
Takeshi's whispered quietly,
I will wish Sparkster was real.
Kazuya whispered even more softly,
I will wish he'd be cool and have Takeshi find me attractive.
I heard that.
Yuji said out loud,
I wish there was a cock!
You know, this is very accurate anime nerd speaking, right? It's exactly how we talk.
Yeah.
Yuji, it's bad luck to say your wish out loud like that,
Takeshi said, glaring at Yuji.
Plus, that was a stupid wish. Why not something awesome, like a robot dinosaur?
Kazuya said,
made out of cake.
Contemplating the remaining piece of cake and wondering if he should eat it, since nobody else would.
Sean, you're up.
You're up, Sean.
It's just a superstition, guys. Sheesh. Yuji said,
very superstitious. Robot dinosaur.
Robot dinosaur.
Very superstitious. Where is all the cake?
Yuji said, his glasses fogging up. None of them noticed until it was too late that the star was headed right toward them. The star in question was one of the huge-ass meteors that were mentioned earlier, but you didn't give enough of a damn to remember. Oh, my tinnitus is acting up again.
That's what a meteor sounded like.
When they all came to, Takeshi noticed three things. There was a hell of a lot of cake in the meteor. Face first in the cake was Sparkster. Also, Kazuya had been crushed by said meteor.
No! Kazuya!
Hey, Sparkster.
Yes!
Takeshi unzipped his pants. When Yuji came to, he noticed two things. One, he was covered in cake. Two, he was lying on the chest of a character from a webcomic he'd never read. If he'd read Slightly Damned, he'd have run as fast as his feet could carry him. Said character was Iratu. When Kazuya came to, he noticed that there was now a huge, covered in black fur. Covered in black fur and apparently back from the dead. If the corpse under the meteor and Takeshi's half-assed grief were any indication.
Hey, that's convenient.
He also noticed that Yuji was lying on his chest, so he swatted him off.
Ew, nerds, get away, get away, get away.
Kazuya looked in the mirror and saw that he was now effectively a clone of Iratu, a character from one of his favorite webcomics. He also saw that his clothes were replaced with the wardrobe said character wore. He decided he'd spook Takeshi as revenge for the aforementioned half-assed mourning. He whispered to a bemused Yuji,
It's me, Kazuya. I'm going to scare the hell out of Takeshi. Cover your ears.
Yuji complied.
He ran up to Takeshi Kitano and said, Takeshi's castle's coming back for 20 seasons!
Oh,
I am super okay with that.
Me too.
Same.
Kazuya walked in on Takeshi jacking off to Sparkster's unconscious body. He got on all fours, tackled Takeshi, and roared like a demon, which he now technically was.
Oh my god! I'm sorry! I didn't mean to become a furry! Don't kill me!
What do you mean, become a furry? You are born a furry!
Takeshi screamed. Kazuya laughed and said, I just want to see if I can make you piss your pants. Mission accomplished! He laughed even harder and said, It's me, Kazuya, Thanks for the tear-jerking funeral, you ass. When Sparkster came to, he noticed three things. One, he noticed that he'd landed in someone's house. Two, he was covered in cake. And something else? He had the feeling he didn't want to know. Third, he noticed a demon that was hovering over a terrified boy with his pants unzipped. And then, he then realized what the something else was and puked. Takeshi saw Sparkster get up and squealed with delight, rushing over to hug him as a way of saying, I'm your biggest fan and I want to have your babies and I'm so excited that I get to actually meet you and I'm sorry I got my reproductive matter all over you. I swear that was an accident.
I kind of zoned out and I imagined an alternate universe where this is the first thing Sean ever said to me at the FNF meetup where we met.
I'd be down with that. I'm sorry, Steve. I got all my reproductive matter all over you. And the cake. I swear it was an accident. Sparkster drew his sword as a way of saying, get the hell away from me. Yuji walked in on this scene and said, whoops. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
You are.
You are, Takeshi said.
Oh. God damn it, Steve-o.
While you read ahead, let's drink. Kazilia and Sparkster said, and I'm done.
I'm drinking. You told me to drink, so I'm drinking. Val, you're up. And I don't know if we're going to get another round in, because I know David's got to get up early for Wyke.
I have to do no such thing.
Okay, then we're going to read another round.
Great, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yuji said, oh, good. Because there's a bunch of pigmen at the front door, and they all want to have a word with Sparkster.
No! They will not touch my Sparky!
Okay, stop. Buzz, you're dead.
Takeshi screamed as he grabbed a sword, technically a katana, but everyone called it a sword to push him off.
Did they have to do the technically a katana thing?
Yes, but everyone called it a sword to piss him off.
Okay.
Known as the Kurimasamune Kai, hanging on his wall, passed on by the ancient holy feudal order of the Wapaniyama clan from generation to generation of Wussy Weeaboo boys until it landed in worthy hands. I like it.
Legend says it's still being passed off on this day.
Yep. Takeshi nerd raged towards the pigmen, summoning the might of his ancestors as he swung his sword while bellowing like the unholy spawn of a Norse god and a goat.
Bah.
His eyes burning with the fires of Gehenna's dorkier circles. I like the references. He was knocked down by the butt of a pigman's sword.
But?
It still hadn't landed in worthy hands. Takeshi's ancestors were ashamed. Kazuya casually walked outside, picked up Takeshi by the collar of his shirt with the tip of his claw and tossed him towards Yuji. Sorry about that asshat. Now, what's the trouble, boys? One of the pigmen spoke up and said, we were going to ask Sparkster what his recipe for squirt gut pasta is. It was a hit at our last we're good guys now and totally aren't going to backstab you later feast. Sparkster gave the pigmen his squid gut pasta recipe. When Takeshi came to, he screamed, I will never let you take him! Shut up, Takeshi, they're gone, Yuji said. And then an army of miniature dolls attacked Tokyo. This has nothing to do with our story, but it was neat to mention.
Okay.
Takeshi then expressed his feelings for Sparkster in the most elegant way possible.
I can't wait.
Make love to me, Sparky!
Sparkster expressed his feelings for Takeshi in the most eloquent way possible. Get the hell away from me, you horrid sexual deviant. Shortly afterward, Takeshi was in his bedroom crying while licking his Sparkster plushie.
Ew.
Why have you shunned me, my hero? Why? Kazuya stood outside Takeshi's room, mulling over the situation. Am I really about to take advantage of my best friend when he's emotionally vulnerable like this? Pfft. Hell yeah, I am. Yikes.
That is,
problematic?
Yeah, problematic.
A bit.
But, anyway. Kazuya took advantage of Takeshi while he was emotionally vulnerable. That's it. Meanwhile, somewhere else in the U.S., a totally unrelated woman was feeding her cats when she... there's a sudden, page break.
Sorry, I was busy renaming our boo box to Three Dragons with Guns.
She suddenly shuddered violently. I feel a disturbance, like somewhere Someone is doing unspeakable things with something I created.
This is the thought that the Aaron Esurance creator must be having all the time.
Yep. Kazuya and Takeshi had done unspeakable things with each other. Takeshi said, "Well, that was unspeakable. Let's never mention this ever again." Agreed, Kazuya said.
David, did you die?
I'm still here.
You muting yourself like that is going to make it nightmarish for me to edit this.
No. Just watch for when I flatline and you're good.
Oh my god.
And he has the music on as well.
Yeah. I know.
No, don't shut up.
Agree, Kazuya said, and as he went to shower off the aftermath of their unspeakable act.
Circling around again to me. Final read. I don't think we're going to finish the story tonight, but then hopefully we'll get Logan to read something terrible with us next week.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Yuji had been fighting off a horde of zombie wiener dogs with an assault rifle that
wiener,
had been passed down
wiener.
From generation to generation of elite soldiers of the Boketsukomi until it landed in worthy hands. Then its last owner sold it to a pawn shop for booze money. Yuji had bought it knowing absolutely none of this. When the last of the zombie wiener dogs was down, the ancestors of the booze hound had rejoiced, for the rifle had fallen into worthy hands.
Woohoo!
Chapter 2, Sorry Vicar, I thought it was a biscuit. After Kazuya and Takeshi had showered together while making out, they walked into the living room where Yuji was disposing of the wiener dog corpses.
Hot.
Sorry about the mess, guys. A bunch of zombie wiener dogs attacked the house, Yuji said while scraping doggy brains off the wall. Damn it, that's the third month in a row that happened, Takeshi complained. Well, all that bullshit's got me hungry. I'm ordering pizza. Damn, order pizza!
I did. I got a stromboli and a calzone.
Ooh, do share.
I would if I had power.
I want pineapple and olives on mine. That is blasphemous. Seriously. Pineapple, fine. Pineapple and ham, fine. Pineapple and other things, fine. Anything and olives, not fine.
What about a martini?
Don't like them.
Fair enough.
Kazuya stared at Sparkster. Why are you still here? He helped defeat the zombie wiener dogs, Yuji said. Right. Pineapple and olives? What else? Mushrooms and goat anus, Yuji said. What? Pepperoni. What did you think it was? Right.
I'm pretty sure it's like pig, but...
Yep. After the pizza was ordered, the pizza man showed up within 12 seconds. I wish. The man wore a cross necklace and a... Jesus Pete standing up button.
Oof.
Thank you for ordering Pizza Messiah. Here's a complimentary little Susie tract. Unfortunately, it was Kazuya who showed up to pay the man. Thanks, Lizzie. That was 1660, right? My lord, a demon! I never thought I'd have to use this! The man pulled out a holy water spray bottle and sprayed it on Kazuya.
No, off the couch! Off the couch!
It had no effect beyond getting Kazuya's shirt wet. Egad! I must unload the heavy artillery! The pizza man took out a crucifix and began hitting Kazuya in the chest with it while shouting, Oye! Ether Fay! Nie! Evan Hay! Allowed Hay! eBay! Ethay! Amene!
No, we can't go to eBay right now. We're doing show.
Kazuya was simply annoyed by this, not being able to go to eBay and whatnot. The pizza man finally screamed, I implore thee, Lord, grant me strength to smite this abomination! A beam of white light shot down towards the pizza man, who then transformed into a morbidly obese six-armed woman with angel wings and a toga, holding a sword with the word, Jesus is my homie, engraved on the blade. I love this so much. Dave, you're up.
Oh, cool. That's just in time because I just started rendering the thing.
God damn it. I'm editing out every reference to wrestling from this episode onward.
You literally said at 9:03, can I get just the clip of my intro with Good Burger music?
I sent it to you in a text message.
Yeah, and I'm reading it out loud for all people to hear.
Why betray me?
I'm not betraying you. I'm just airing out our dirty laundry.
Just read.
Literally.
So we're on page 6, 4?
Yes, you had it right the first time.
Yeah, it's a drink for everyone.
None of you are Christians! You're all evil, dark-sided, psychic, pagan, communist, witchcraft, devil worshiper!
Members of the same gender who happen to find those exact members quite erotic.
Yeah!
The hamburger... I mean, God Warrior screamed while waving her sword ineffectually in a comically insane fashion. Yuji came to the door.
What's taking so long? Oh, hang on.
Yuji went and got his assault rifle and promptly mowed down the God Warrior with it. And God saw that it was stupid.
Welp.
Damn it, Yuji. I told you we should have ordered from Neutral Mushroom.
Takeshi said.
Neutral Mushroom's too expensive, Takeshi,
Kazuya said.
We're ordering from Lewis Cypher's Pizza next time.
Ha.
No way, man. I already shifted my alignment 3 points towards chaos from killing that guy. My family's gonna hate me if I am not, lol,
Yuji said.
Ha.
Your parents are asshats anyway, Yuji.
Yeah.
I thought they were hasshats.
You're going to have to go pay the pizza place in person, Yuji. I'm not going to pay the $100 entry fee for Chaos Align types.
Yuji then set out with $16.66 on a mission to pay the guys at Pizza Messiah. Unfortunately, the car had broken down earlier. It was in need of repairs. Yuji had to endure hobos, messianines, demon clowns.
Messians.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, Messians.
Yeah, Mark Messian.
Messians, demon clowns, and Vivi from Final Fantasy 1X.
Oh, but Vivi's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He reached the Pizza Messiah, and inside the building, tapestries of Jesus and the Apostles. Baking pizza hung on the walls, while t-shirts with slogans such as
God hates anchovies.
And what would Jesus want on his pizza?
Definitely not pineapple and olives.
You mean polyps.
Polyps?
Polyps?
Yes.
Yes,
that's polyps. Right. They want colon polyps on their pizza.
I don't want polyps on my pizza.
You bite into it, it's a blast of flavor. You. At the counter was an anthro wolf.
Me.
Wearing a... Wait, not me. A cross necklace. A... What would WWJWAWSHOP
womp womp
shirt and a button that says
the sun is my moon.
What?
The sun is my moon.
That's not that, no.
Yes, the sun is my moon.
David, keep reading.
I will keep reading. Welcome to the Pizza Messiah. Fellow long-line servant of God, our special today is the Holy Trinity.
The wolf said.
Oh, yeah, so it is you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, right, you're a deer now.
Yes, I'm a fucking deer girl with giant tits, all right? So fuck off.
Brought it into the episode, now it's canon.
That's funny because only people who read chat would know what that is, so please don't give them any other context outside of that.
I'm pinning it so that they have an easy way to do it.
Yuji wasn't sure how to break it to them, so he just outright said,
your pizza delivery guy was killed by a demon.
Yeeps.
That's the third one we've lost.
Oh, I know. There's nothing I can say that would help, but try not to feel too bad.
I don't feel bad.
You feel bad. Pizza's my moon.
Pizza is my moon.
When the moon's a pizza pie and you're really hungry.
That's Amare.
No, that's the wolf.
Damn, that was insensitive.
Sorry, anyway, here's the $16.66 that was supposed to pay.
All right, Sean, you're up.
With the pizza paid for, he went back to the house and saw Kazuya, Takeshi, the girl, who had always been known as Yuka, all eating pizza and pork chops?
Pork chops, my moon.
Pork chop sandwiches. Hey, Yuji, Kazuya said. Want some pork chops? He offered a piece to him. Yuji paused. You didn't. We did, Kazuya said nonchalantly. You're monsters! What do you have to say for yourselves? He's tasty. Yuji stared at the Messian pork chops. Is he?
Yes.
Yuka was the sole female of the group. She was a friend of Yuji's who'd been introduced to the other two when she went to Kazuya's place to help fight the first zombie wiener dog invasion earlier that month. Takeshi said, come on, we have to get rid of him some... Wait, no, we have to get rid of him somehow! Help us out!
All right.
Yuji gingerly ate some of the pork chops. Damn, he is tasty.
Not kosher.
No, not at all.
Was Jewish, can confirm. I still can't get over that July joke you made earlier.
Wait, what was the July joke?
That was the joke.
I don't think that was my joke. Who
was
that?
It was Sean's.
Good job, Sean.
You are my moon.
You are my moon.
Where'd Sparkster go? He got the hell out of here when I suggested we eat the pizza guy, Kazuya said, causing Takeshi to sigh a bit.
I don't know what's up with those weird breaks. I'm sorry.
Yuji shrugged. Can't blame him.
You can't break my moon.
I'm honestly surprised that he even stayed for the pizza, Kazuya asked. Am I the only one wondering how I'm going to be changed back?
No, I am too.
I'm not.
Yuka said as she took another bite. Anyway, considering how Takeshi's gaga for you now, why would you even want to? I know you've wanted him for so long. I miss having hands.
My hands are my moon. My hands are my moon.
On the other, claw, you're right, Kazuya goosed Takeshi, and they made out. Meanwhile, a totally unrelated woman woke up in a cold sweat. Damn, what a dream. I'm never eating pork chops before bed ever again. Focusing back on the kids, a passing Katamari had rolled up their house, and they now had to find new lodgings. They looked in the classifieds and found an ad that said, Wanted! A fellow villain to be my partner in crime for various horrible deeds. Must be willing to murder, rob, wreck havoc, and do unspeakable things to innocents. Like put pineapple and olives on pizza.
It's truly the worst.
Yes. Bring whatever minions you want. The more the merrier.
Make sure they can aim well! We'll provide lair!
Kazuya said, well, that's convenient. Yuji said, guys, I'm lawful good. And my parents will hit. They're hasshats anyway. Yuka said, good point. Okay, to hell with my alignment. You ain't Takeshi? Yuka? Hell yeah, they both said.
And so they went to the address listed. There was a sinister-looking castle surrounded by a lava moat, decorated by gargoyles that were probably the kind that would suddenly come to life and kill trespassers, and hellhounds frothed with green acid saliva.
And ended up captaining Deep Space Nine.
3 blocks away from the address listed. The actual lair was a white marble castle with little naked baby angel statues that probably weren't the kind that would come to life and kill you.
Hold on, I have to editorialize this. Let's try this again.
Oh, I want White Castle now.
Change it back.
But I want to go to a marble White Castle.
Well, you can go by yourself.
Fine.
I want to go.
Fine.
Do you guys even have White Castle, Maryland?
No.
No.
Oh, I don't want to go to Crystals.
Go to A&W. Their chicken tenders are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they have really good chicken stuff at A&W.
Yeah.
Although I prefer Mary Brown's.
We don't have Mary Brown's in Quebec.
My God, the closest White Castle is in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Well, I guess I know where we're going next time I'm in Maryland.
No, we are not. We're going to find one that has better than a 3-point... Oh, God, they're all terrible.
Yeah.
You can get Everclear in Pennsylvania, right?
You can get Everclear in every state.
I thought you can't get into Maryland.
You can get into Maryland, you have to go to a liquor store. I've bought Everclear in Maryland many of times.
All right.
In college, at a friend's birthday, we put a shot of Everclear on fire in the center of the cake, and then we couldn't blow it out and had the brilliant idea of putting it under the sink.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, water splattering Everclear on fire across an entire kitchen counter is not something I want to recreate ever again.
Man, you guys are dumb.
That's a really not so bright idea.
No, the kitchen was very bright.
The actual lair was a white marble castle with little naked baby angel statues that probably weren't the kind that would come to life and kill you when you weren't looking, but Yuji stared at them for a while anyway. I mean, if you ever played Cave Story, there are little naked baby angels and they're vicious AF.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Yuji asks, are you sure this is the right place? One way to find out, not only way to find out. Kazuya knocked on the door. An angelic head stuck out.
Yes? Yeah.
We came for the partner in crime job. These guys are my minions, Kazuya said, gesturing towards the other three.
Ah, yes. I'm the one who put that ad out. My name's Damien. Come in.
The angel, said, I thought the laird... Laird would be, I guess. The laird be a bit more like the place three blocks away, Takeshi said.
That's a decoy. Seriously, why would anyone make their lair that damn obvious? Anyway, do you have any experience in villainy?
Kazuya casually said, we've killed people before. I've done unspeakable things with Takeshi, and we cannibalize a guy. In parenthesis, I'm the one who cooked him. Also, Yuji's got great aim.
Wait, wouldn't you say that I'm the chef?
How would you guys feel about going to a beach in New Jersey?
No.
Why would we go to New Jersey?
Exactly.
For the next FNF meetup, so we could get White Castle at Point Pleasant Beach.
No.
Oh, I love it. They have a bagels and deli shop just called Round Dough with a Hole.
Wow.
That's a lot of effort right there. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yuji shot a random passerby from 12 feet behind him to illustrate this.
That was my grandmother, Damien said.
Tough shit, Kazuya coldly replied. Damn, you are evil. Welcome aboard. Awesome. So when do we start? Actually, there's a nearby town that's having this 10th annual We Are Innocent and Defenseless parade. Let's do it to it then, Kazuya said. Chapter 3. Honey, we're out of peanut butter. Oh, shit. But when they got there, Havoc was already being wrecked. Wreaked? Yeah, wreaked. A gay furry nudist colony was also having a parade at the same time, and the two crashed into each other. They were fighting over who had the better parade, and Kazuya, Damien, Yuji, and Yuka decided to steal some moon pies.
The moon pie is my moon.
Thank you, I was waiting for something like that.
The moon pie is my moon.
Welcome back, Dave.
Hi, thank you. The video is just finished rendering.
Oh my god, stop it!
I'm going to send it to you, and I want you to watch it. It's kind of janky, but it's good, and it took 5 minutes, and I made it work.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome, Steve.
And watch them fight with plastic dog dildos and inflatable hammers while Takeshi jacked off to the spectacle.
Plastic dog dildos, my moon.
Hey.
What's up?
Aren't we going to, attack?
No, I guess.
Yuka asked.
No, it's hot.
Yeah. After they wear themselves out, this is pretty funny, Damien said. True. Yuka smiled in amusement. They watched the parade fight until they finally got tired of the spectacle and attack. And I'm done.
Were they watching Dingus Days?
Man, we are actually done for the week. Hooray.
Oh, that was shit. Exhausting. What? That's impossible. Yay. We have to do another chapter.
Nice job, guys.
Good job.
Steve, please watch.
I'm the moon.
I'm the moon. And Dave, I'm not watching till we're done. I see it. I'm not acknowledging it because it's horrifying.
I'll put it on for folks who, let's go to fucking video sharing.
No,
and I'll
Dave,
put it on
I
that.
Am, okay. I am going to read the Patreon list, and then I'm going to go to bed and watch your thing as I masturbate. Is that okay?
No. Can we watch it as a group? Like, with all the people who's here?
No, Dave, I
After
have to
the
go
show
to sleep.
Is done.
It's like a 7 minute long video, fucker.
David, I'm supposed to go to bed an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, but you can make it. Your big PP will be there.
Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians. Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Mana, Matthew J, Pork Chops. Pork Chops are my moon.
Type in staff chat if you want to fucking hear the video. I'll put it on.
Put Cyberpunk 2077 on Ouya, you cowards. Richard Pryor. Santa.
Whoa, whose fucking thing is that?
That's been their thing for years now,
years.
I think.
Is that Miri or Epidil?
Santa Grimnar, the man who after 800 kilometers is going to be the man to you. Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, Disambiguity. And a super special thanks for our Bogey beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Evan Baumel, Kaiba, that's not what double dragon means. Miri, Razor Flood, Sarah for the win, Terez, and Wage. You know, it was a good idea to bring the patrons in to have them change their things while we read.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed that.
Fucking badass.
God damn.
Come on, Steve. Watch
it
with me, buddy.
All right, I'm going to bed. David, you can watch if you want.
Oh,
I'm
my God,
going
no.
to sleep.
Ugh. No, Steve. Steve, buddy.
David, it's...
Yeah, Steve, come on, man. I just want you to watch this with me.